This is a bonus track from the National Gallery podcast. It features original poetry from two writers' collectives, The Vineyard and Malaika's Kitchen, inspired by the National Gallery After Dark. Stubbs Horse by Roger Robinson.
Looking at Stubbs Horse in the dark, it becomes clear. He was no muscular glamorist, no fetishizer of fur and skin. Convinced that the body was the host to the horse's spirit, he began making martyrs of horses, subjecting them to jugular death, beads of sweat rolling down their barrel torsos, their eyelashes fluttering with a flourish, pumping them with warm tallow till their pulsing veins and arteries slowly came to a halt, suspended in a standing or trotting pose by a series of hooks and tackles amid buckets of clotting blood, working his way through muscle by muscle, bone by bone, dissecting and designing limbs, first stripping off the skin and other layers of muscle, turning pages in the book of horse, so that even in the dark of the museum, I can feel this horse breathing.
A Cup of Water and a Rose by Jacob Sam LaRose.
I will never empty. I will remain pure. I will not betray the slightest tremor, never lessen, never quench a thirst. Imagine me cool against your lips. I will never reflect your gaze. The petals beside me will never fall, and if you reach for me, I will not be there.
The Gallery After Closing Time by Aoife Mannix.
Nighttime, when the corridors are dry, the halls echoing empty spaces, whispering the footfalls of crowded Sunday afternoons, the hush of rooms stripped of their visitors, just our painted eyes glinting in the shadow light. We stare into the quiet of night's palette, the dark hush of colours resting from the harshness of so many gazes.
These Hidden Hours by Naomi Waddis.
Vacuum sealed we walk, silent corridors, hearing nothing but our breath. We are ghosts in these hidden hours, where only the air moves, haunting the halls of the living. The night is a baby's eyelid, shutting the dusk sky. Whistle Jacket, on two proud winning legs, ran 4 miles to victory. We crouch beneath his neighing pride. Stubbs, riderless horse, surveys us in an eye blink, waiting for a response from a courageous jockey to mount his back, steer him to win again. Let him taste magnificence. A young girl turns to the safety of her father, smelling pipe smoke on his cuffs, shudders at the bird in the vacuum, her first view of death. The cockatoo, his white feathers a fury of cloud dust. For every story, there is another story. Each painting finds its footing in the anchor of imagination. Speak, and the moment will be gone.
Good Night, Vincent by Niall O'Sullivan.
Vincent, your cocky chair nearly had us. Almost a dare rather than an invitation. You skew perspective, pitch that hard clay floor into our faces. And yet those roots reach out from the box of onions, prove that the truth, the will, cannot be contained. A blunt offer, but still an invitation. Please be seated, minus the please. We reciprocate with a bi-millennial money-tainted gaze, scanning for some emo porn, omens of tragedy rumbling beneath thick smears of beaming yellow. Perhaps it is more fitting that when the floor no longer squeaks with the gate of rubber soles, after the day's last echoing whisper signifies the constant failure of words, lights out. Photons cease their frantic dance with no retinal rods to catch them. And I like to think that your invitation still stands. And it is the silence, the stillness, the darkness that accept it.
Splinters and Guilt by Jiffa Benson.
First I smell it. Custard, blood, carbon, vinegar, armpits, dust, sandalwood, old paper. The tang of all things organic, life and death mouldering together. Thousands of eyes burn through canvas and wood, squirm free of oil and pigment, stalk me into the vanishing point of glass doors. The hum of today freezes ghosts of old stories. Sea nymph's crest pours, a saint clutches a skull to his body. These are facsimiles of old bodies made ghost. And then I feel it. I am a blue devil, glazed, transparent, shimmering between stanza and picture, shuddering through splinters and gilt, sliding on the soft grease of human meat spilled by women, naked and geriatric. They are firing up death, flaccid, long past rigor mortis, head lolls, neck snapped like a quick apostrophe. One weird sister sits under a tree, gnarled into bloated grey, petrified femininity. She traps light as it leaves the stanza, takes no chance, grinds it down in her pot of night.
We, by Jacob Sam LaRose.
We teem in the dark. A multitude of wings, cloud forms and eyes, iterations of flesh, gods and visions of them. The folds of finest robes, oranges, lemons tumbling towards you. A wealth of still life. Flower heads forever in bloom. Tongues still fat and moist in open mouths. Silenced voices. Brazen serpents. Saints with fervent hands. Christ and crucifixes. Angles of light. Mortality in all its forms. We hold entire worlds within our frames. Immaculate. Untouchable.
The National Gallery Podcast. If you've enjoyed these poems, you can also read them online at www.nationalgallery.org.uk.